One question that's absolutely necessary to answer is whether rheumatic patients actually have an increased risk for COVID-19 serious outcomes. So, one study presented by Dr. Naomi Serling-Boyd from the Massachusetts General Hospital in the US looked at the risk for rheumatic patients that have had COVID-19. So she started off by saying, quote, "Early in the pandemic, we observed a higher risk of mechanical ventilation in patients with rheumatic diseases compared with the general population in a very small cohort study," end quote. But the situation is still not really clear, and rheumatologists and their patients are concerned about potential risks. And this has encouraged the investigators to further research the initial study. And so they conducted a comparative cohort study of patients with COVID-19 as confirmed by PCR between January and July 2020 in a multi-center healthcare system. So out of 12,866 COVID-19 cases during that period, 143 of those patients were diagnosed with a rheumatic disease. And they were matched by age, sex, and date of COVID-19 PCR data positivity with up to five comparators without rheumatic disease. And there were 688 of those in that. So within this, the rheumatic disease group, the mean age was 60 years, and 76% of the patients were female. 52% were never smokers, and the median Charlson comorbidity index equaled 2. The corresponding features in the non-rheumatic disease group were mean age of 59, 76% were female, and 50% were never smokers, and they had a Charlson comorbidity index of 0. The most common rheumatic diagnosis was rheumatoid arthritis, so that was 31% of the patients, lupus at 19%, and the rheumatic patients had ongoing treatments with corticosteroids, so 36% of them, hydroxychloroquine, 21% of them, and conventional synthetic DMARDs at 31% of them, and biologic DMARDs, 29% of them. The adjusted results of a Cox proportional hazard model indicated a higher risk only for mechanical ventilation with a hazard ratio of 1.75. But after adjustment for race, smoking, and the comorbidities, the increased risk no longer had any significance, and with a hazard ratio of 1.51. Hence, so it's thought that both our rheumatic diseases and non-rheumatic diseases have a similar outcome risk for COVID-19. And these findings provide reassurance for rheumatic disease patients. So it seems like we need to continue close monitoring of patients with other comorbidities, but it doesn't seem that having rheumatic disease in particular warrants special concerns.